Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend. Happy back to school weekend for many of you around the world here in Jackson, Mississippi, in America, period. Welcome to the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm not in the chat room right now because my computer is still offline, but thankfully you all can still hear my broadcast. Hopefully I'll be back online and have my system upgraded by the beginning of the week. But again, before I go any further, I must again continue to thank you all for the happy birthday wishes regarding my August 11th birthday, where I turned 43 years young. So I thank you so much, and, you know, keep them coming because I'm observing my birthday. And shout out to fellow Leos and those of you who are celebrating birthdays and special occasions of this month, the month of August. It is just amazing that autumn is near, huh? And hopefully I'm able to do the show in its entirety of 30 minutes duration. Apparently my phone, I'm using my landline phone, needs to be recharged. I do my best to keep my phones and my cells charged up, but it appears that my landline phone needs to be charged a little bit more, so I hope to be able to broadcast the show in its entirety, because there is a lot to talk about regarding weekend news, sports and politics. Even though this is a so-called non-political show, politics is very important. And it's a lot of things going on. It's an entertainment lifestyle show, and politics influences our the way we entertain, the way we like to be entertained, plus our lifestyle. I'm a political enthusiast, and so it's always a good topic. And I'm excited, being an independent, open-minded Republican. I'm excited that a politician that I always support, I guess it's safe to say, we'll officially announce that he is definitely throwing his political hat into the GOP primary ring. I'm speaking of the newly reelected governor of the state of Texas, Governor Rick Perry. You can tweet him at Governor Perry, but I'm sure before the end of the day he'll have a new Twitter account promoting his campaign to become the next GOP candidate. No, so I'm very excited for him and for fellow supporters and those that will learn more about him. But it's very important for us to learn more about all of our politicians, even our incumbent. I mean, it's important to just learn as much about all politicians, Republican, Democrat, other independent parties. It's just important to learn as much as we can about their platforms and where they stand on important issues, and then issues that you think that are not important. It's just important for us to know. But, you know, most importantly, it's important to know where your favorite candidate, regardless of their political party, and all candidates, what are their platforms, and, you know, to bring up questions regarding what issues that are important. And if you don't see an issue that is important to you being addressed, you know, bring it up. Bring it up directly to those politicians that you support, and also bring it up to your favorite media outlets also, so they can address the your concerns in their stories. And when they interview some of your favorite political people, you know. It's just been a lot going on. And I hope the show is able to air in its entirety, because I can there's a lot to talk about. The NFL preseason week, number one. What's up, Who Dat Nation? Who Dat Nation won their game last night, defeated San Francisco 24-3. I am going to have to watch that game again tonight, because believe it or not, I was half awake and half asleep watching the game. But You know, every time I would glance up, I see Coach Payton working hard and the guys working hard, and they remained in the lead and so on. So I'm going to have to watch it in its entirety so I can really see how the guys really played and so on. But that's just really awesome that the Saints won their game against San Francisco, and the Lions would beat the Bengals 34-3. Miami defeated ATL 28-23. The Steelers were defeated by the Redskins 16-7. The Buccaneers won their game 25-0 against the Kansas City Chiefs. Wow. And then tonight, it's going to be the Super Bowl champs playing tonight, playing the Browns, Cleveland Browns, tonight on NFL Network. So, and today, exhibition games are going to be shown all day on the NFL Network. So, I'm going to check out that. I know I'm going to check out that Miami at ATL game. Mr. Bush didn't play in the game, but like I said, I like Miami anyway. Miami, that's a pretty good team. I've been watching them. And we all know ATL is, you know, is a pretty good team. And, you know, shout out to all the golfers who are playing this weekend. A lot of people are just, you know, are talking. I've been listening to ESPN radio and on the talk shows, a lot of people like talking to Tiger and so on, talking to his son. I believe it's his son. He's in his mid-30s. I mean, he knows people say they don't just see the history of the game, but the public will be able to see the time. Best to live a well-balanced life and to be successful on off the court. That should be all of our goal, to live a well-balanced life if we're in the media or not in the media, you know, in the spotlight. So I don't think he's trying to live a past life in the first place. His goal is probably to live an improved and better life. You know, which that's my goal, and I'm sure it's many of you all's goal. So a lot of people are just talking down to him. I mean, he's been the best at a lot of things, you know, and so that doesn't mean that he's going downhill. Some people, I hear some people in media and fans talk about, well, the loss of his caddy. You know, people could get to different times in their lives. Apparently, his caddy is having much success with. Oh, I mean, he worked for other golfers anyway, and in watching Tiger in press conferences, he's congratulated and wished everyone well. He's enjoying his life, and I'm sure he's enjoying his kids and enjoying having a civil relationship with his ex-wife. And however he's living his personal life now, he's doing his best just to be a normal human being. And we all know that he's active in the community and dealing with his charitable organizations and so on. So why this person is done. We don't know what people get fulfillment out of. You know what I'm saying? And he just came back he's still healing, he's still recovering, and he's playing like an average golfer, and I don't think his career is done. Yes, he will win more championships. He will, you know, he will be successful in other things. But one thing about it, he is successful in being a humanitarian, you know. So he is successful in just alone making a comeback. I mean, shout out to he and Michael Vick and many others, non-celebrities and celebrities who, you know, are living second chances. We all are living second chances. I'm living second chances, you know. So why come down so hard on certain people, you know? And no, I'm not feeling sorry for the billionaire Tiger Woods, but he's a human being, you know. He's a human being. He seek treatment. I've heard him say in interviews that he's happy. So, you know, as long as it's a win-win situation in his personal life, and apparently he's enjoying being back out on the golf course, And of course, and he listened to his doctor's advice and not come back to work before time, you know. So shout out and congrats to him on being a strong person and back out dealing with his golf cohorts and dealing with sponsors. Yes, he's losing sponsors and he's gaining new ones. You know, that was going to happen. That happens anyway. Right? Sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're not. All of us experience that. Sometimes we're hot, sometimes we're not. You know? So I didn't plan on talking about that, just touching base, but that's just an important issue to talk about. So, you know, hopefully in the near future when I have my system upgraded, maybe Tiger come on and chit-chat with us on blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and just, you know, let everybody know the current what he's doing on and off of the field. But you can visit his website, and he tweets. I tweet him sometimes at Tiger Woods on Twitter. He has Facebook pages that you can like and friend him, you know. So, this is in front of you. Be supportive when he comes back to the world. Or you over it, remember. Why be so hard on people? All of us have ideas that we have to deal with, you know. That this is my plan to come up with my song, you know. That it wasn't true. But if it wasn't for those people who encourage you and for your belief in yourself, you know, if it were left up to those people, then the people, the naysayers, and then there's some people you can't do good. You can't. You're not gonna make happy anyway. So, you know, there's some of the same people saying he's done with probably when he was breaking records and making history. The same people saying, yeah. But, okay, I guess you know I've spoken on that. And that was not planned either. That was just coming from the top of my head. And mostly my Saturday show is all just talking about that. But that's just overnight on ESPN Radio, I hear that. Oh, yesterday I've been hearing, you know, talk about Tiger. So, this is just you know, something that needs to be addressed. And not just with Tiger and the Michael Vick. Look, Michael Vick, I mean, he's turned things around. He's starting his team. He served his time. Tiger, he went and spent time here in my state of Mississippi, in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and went and got and rehabbed himself, you know, with the support of his then wife, who is now his ex-wife. Hello? And Mike Vick and Tiger Woods both gain and lose sponsors, and our favorite athletes go through that. Athletes go through that, or our favorite celebrities go through that. That's just part of business. Regular people in business, we go through this, do we not? You lose a customer, you gain a customer. No difference, you know. Wow. NBA, you guys, please end that lockout. And Chris is not a sign. Sooner or later, they'll come to an agreement, a win-win situation in that. But that is definitely a team to watch. Really, all 32 teams are teams to watch. Wow, I'm still like baffled from this Buccaneers 35-0 Chiefs. Buccaneers are awesome, though. That's a bad team right there. Those guys are hardcore. Wow. But before I got on the air, though, I had been checking out NFL Network. I'm tuned to CNN right now and checking out this 2000 high school football highlight show, 2011 High School Players Development Tournament. It's pretty awesome. You know, I don't know how much longer it'll be on or if it's still on, but you all like student athlete sports like I do. Check it out. Those are our future stars, right? But, yeah. Oh, something that I did not mention yesterday morning was the George Lopez show. I am so brokenhearted that that show was canceled. We must do at least our part. I mean, tweet George Lopez, tweet TBS, contact Warner Brothers Studios. If you love that show, love their concept. I love Conan and George Lopez, and I love late night TV shows anyway. But George Lopez is just an awesome comedian. He's an awesome interviewer. He had awesome guests. His concept was just awesome. And if you agree, let's just do our part in, you know, tweeting TBS and contacting Warner Brothers Studio and even showing support to George Lopez at his Lopez Tonight website, George Lopez, and tweeting him and so on. Let's see what we can do if they get enough responses and feedback to at least bring the show back on a trial basis or something to you know, show that, hey, we do support the show and we do watch the show. The thing is, I think a lot of people channel surf like I do. And then I like the fact that they show the repeats at night also, you know, of Conan and Lopez Tonight. But it's just awesome. So let's at least do our part, you know. Really, I mean, I'm brokenhearted like when they canceled Las Vegas. My God, I love that show. Like, I love CSI Miami. I can't wait for CSI Miami to premiere the end of September. Well, I love all CSIs, but CSI Miami is my favorite out of all the CSI shows and so on. But I'm just, wow. I honestly, as I watched this show, tears ran out of my eyes, you know. I mean, why watch the end and so on? But I think from the power of us, the supporters, and those that have appeared on the show, you know, let's do our part to be vocal about, let's just not let the show end just like that. I mean, I'm just shocked. They didn't even have any notice. It's not like it was just last-minute notice. I wonder how long did he know that it was a possibility he might not be renewed? Because it seemed like that was like a last-minute thing. Okay, it's been canceled, and the last night is Thursday night. Huh? What? Who? I mean, I was, like, dumbfounded on that. I don't know about you all, but this is amazing. And also, today in the Jackson metropolitan area would be the mayor was on one of our local TV networks, WLBT Midday yesterday, promoting an event that would be at the Jackson Convention Complex. And you can visit their website at Jackson Convention Complex. And they're on Twitter also. But this is going to be the second annual First Day Back to School event. It's going to be the, again, it's going to be the second annual First Day, meaning First Day of School. Event. So it's going to be an event for parents and kids and so on, and freebies will be given out, and also be entertainment also at this event, City of Jackson, Mississippi. So that would be today at the Jackson Complex, Jackson Convention Complex in downtown Jackson. I had the phone number jotted down. I don't want to provide you all with the wrong number, but this is the website, JacksonConventionComplex.com, and it will be connected to the proper information. Jackson, local news, WLBT or WAPT. WLBT was the channel I seen the mayor on. I'm sure they will mention it with, regarding community events and their back-to-school stories again. But, again, I just cannot thank you all enough for all the birthday love and birthday wishes and supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports also and sending me awesome info. Now, remember, now I'm offline, and I'm doing the best I can with my own cell. My cell is flooded, too, checking my email. So if you haven't got a response from me concerning the email, You will as soon as I can. Isn't that something? Right on my birthday, I get like flooded with everything and my computer go offline. But I'm thanking everybody, really, just worldwide, personal and professional friends, real life friends, online friends, all my BFFs. I just thank you so much for all the love and the appreciation that you have been showing in celebration of my birthday, August 11th, and my birthday month, and just encouraging me and encouraging the development of the show in itself, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Like I told you, going past 23,000 views already since the show premiered on March the 21st. So, you know, shout out to blogtalkradio.com, my fellow hosts and producers of their own respective shows, also shows that I love and respect. You all definitely need to listen to some of the other shows if you don't already, and network with many hosts. And you might consider hosting a blogtalkradio.com show yourself, because a lot of the shows really reach niche markets, you know, are really specialized in, you know, marketing. Really touch certain markets. And what else was I was about to say? Oh, shout out to advertising opportunities dealing with blogtalkradio.com too. I probably have received this email concerning that. But thank you so much to the advertisers, those audio and banner, and those that air during the live shows and the archive shows. So it looked like I might be able to broadcast the show in its entirety without the phone turning off. Like I said, it's supposed to. I like to have my phones and my landline charged up. But in case I abruptly went off the air, I just wanted you all to know why. And it's important to be prepared. And another thing, I always talk about my class reunion. I don't know if I'm going to the class reunion or not, but I like to do my part in spreading the word, even though 25 years ago I had planned on going to this reunion. I have not been to any of the reunions. But my class, Callaway class of 85-86, I finished school in the fall of 85. But and I could have graduated in the summer of 85, but I had to be a part of my class. So it was important for me to study economics and American government, which obviously you all know I love those subjects. I love those subjects today. American government and economics are important today. And some of you all might wonder, well, you know, let me finish talking about my class reunion. Those of you who need to know, August the 19th is the deadline to remit your $100. The P.O. Box is 24314, Jackson, Mississippi, 39225. This was directed from Terrence Miles and Yolanda Sobless Singleton and Miranda Thomas. They do a great job on the class of the Callaway Class of 86 Facebook page in instructing and directing alumni to what to do and where to go for meetings and so on. So a shout out to all of the of the leaders of our class who have been doing what they do and also, you know, working with us fellow classmates. Include your T-shirt size and also how many banquet guests you will have and also the number of people that will be attending the picnic with you. Those are the questions that you need to answer along with the $100 remittance fee for the cost. And also remember that Mark Cosmetics is on a tour. Already visited two cities, Philly and Miami, and our executives from New York City home office are on tour. Opportunity meetings are what they're called. And the next stop will be Chicago, and that's going to be Tuesday on August the 16th. And then Wednesday, Dallas, Big D, on the 17th. At Sambuca Uptown, and you can visit that website at sambucarestaurant.com. Check that out. Chicago, The Wit, that contact number is 312-467-0200, and you can RSVP for these events. Also, region.midwest at meetmart.com. That is for Chicago. The event starts at 6, and registration is at 5:45. in Dallas, you can RSVP at region.midatlantic@meetmart.com. The event starts at 6 and the registration is at 5:45. Now, this is going to be on McKinney Avenue, okay? And that number is at the restaurant is 214-744-0820. And then the last stop of the five-city tour will be in L.A., and the registration will be at 1:45. The event starts at 2. And this event is going to be on Saturday, August the 20th. And you RSVP region.west@meetmart.com. And it will be held at the Sheraton Universal City Lobby Lounge. And the contact number is 818-980-1212. Now, at these events, you're not going to leave empty-handed. You probably may decide to become a market rep yourself with free products, a free product, and you will be entered into a raffle. And you'll get a chance to meet the corporate New York executive, you know, team. Also, you'll hear more about Mark, which is an Avon brand. And so on. You just have a blast. You meet more mentors. Rapping. We have Equal Opportunity Company. It's an American company, and so it's good. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost near time for me to conclude the program, so it looked like I'd be able to do my 30 minutes, you know, go to the full 30 minutes and so on. But I thank you so much for your support. And like I said, best wishes to everyone who's campaigning, period, on local levels and state levels and national levels, those of you who are campaigning to become nominees. I mean, the president is been talking about on the morning show that I don't know how true that is. I'll keep up to date on So just, you know, best wishes to anybody and everybody who's out there campaigning and voting. President and his first lady are doing a great job. And for a lot of you all information, a lot of Republicans voted for President Obama also. So, you know, sometimes think twice before you, you know, talk bad about certain Republicans because Republicans have president. True to yourself and others. Spread love.